AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Donald Trump cancels a rally in Chicago amid some clashes between demonstrators and his supporters. Michael Tyner says he's glad he and the other protesters stopped the rally.
The protest was a success. I think Donald Trump got the message beforehand. He paid a lot of money to be here. So it was a success. He got the message. He didn't show up.
Fellow Republican candidate Ted Cruz tells reporters,
"This is a sad day. Political discourse should occur in this country without a threat of violence."
Flash flooding caused by more than a foot of heavy rain has killed at least three people in Louisiana. Winnett Graves tells WVUE,
"It come up quick. We didn't hardly have a chance to do anything. They told us to get our stuff and get out."
Thousands of people have been forced from their homes in Louisiana. Rising water is threatening neighborhoods in and around Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Even as the U.S. considers declaring the Islamic State group guilty of genocide against religious minorities in Syria and Iraq, officials in Iraq say the extremists launched two chemical attacks. A three-year-old girl is dead. Some 600 people have been wounded. President Obama says eventually tech companies will have to give law enforcement some access to smartphones and data.
The president says he agrees with privacy concerns and doesn't know what the technical answer is, but he says there must be a balance, and the absolutist position of no government intrusion can't stand.
It's fetishizing our phones above every other value.
Speaking to a tech audience at the South by Southwest Festival in Texas, he said there has to be some concession. Obama says defending encryption so strong even authorized police or spy agencies can't break it would be like giving everyone a Swiss bank account in their pocket. Mark Smith at the White House.
This is AP Radio News. In his weekly online and radio address, President Obama praises the work done by former First Lady Nancy Reagan, whose funeral was held yesterday.
She raised awareness about drug and alcohol abuse. She was a staunch supporter of America's veterans. And after her own battle with breast cancer and a mastectomy, she spoke in personal terms about the need for women to get mammograms.
Nancy Reagan was buried alongside her husband at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. Women's History Month is the theme of this week's GOP address. Kansas Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins says the party wants women to get involved in politics as well as business.
The challenge we face is encouraging more women to put themselves forward in public service and in the private sector. That's why in Congress, Republicans are working every day to foster equal opportunity for all.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.